Star Wars 7 by 7 episode 3020. New York Comic Con happened this past weekend, and there were two panels related to Star Wars storytelling at the event, and I've got the sum up of what was revealed for you here today. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the two panels at New York Comic Con happened on Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday panel was focused on the High Republic. Sunday was generally about Lucasfilm publishing. However, some High Republic stuff showed up on Sunday as well. So let's dive into what was revealed. First of all, I will say that a lot of the reveals have to do with artwork. So for example, covers of books and artwork for various comics and whatnot, like those are some of the big reveals, but there were some titles that were announced, so that of course is a big deal. As far as the High Republic reveals go, one of the big ones is that there's going to be a YA anthology, a collection of short stories, which includes stories from every single High Republic story architect, the old ones and the new ones, if you will. So George Mann, Zorata Cordova, and Lydia Kang, and Tessa Gratton, all of them will have short stories alongside Charles Soule, and Kevin Scott, and Claudia Gray, and Justina Ireland, and Daniel Jose Older. So that, of course, is very exciting. There's also going to be a Yoda and the Younglings children's book, which is written by Charles Soule and his daughter, Rosemary. That's very fun. And The Edge of Balance, which is the manga for the High Republic, that is going to have a phase two iteration as well. It's called The High Republic Precedent, and the first installment is going to be written by Daniel Jose Older and Tomio Ogata. We also found out that the first issue of the Phase 2 series for the High Republic from Marvel is going to take place on Jeddah. That actually comes out this week, so of course that's very exciting. The recover reveals for what will, I guess, be Wave 2 of Phase 2, which includes Cataclysm by Lydia Kang and Path of Vengeance by Kevin Scott and The Quest for Planet X by George Mann. That stuff happened during the High Republic panel on Saturday, and then on Sunday they had a thing about Chronicles of the Jedi, which is going to be an in-universe reference book written by Cole Horton. I had to see if it's under the pseudonym that he used for the Traveler's Guide to Batuu. That would be pretty fun if it is the case. And also there's going to be a High Republic lightsaber collection book, which would be a follow-up to the first lightsaber collection book, which actually did have a couple of High Republic lightsabers in there, but this one's going to be totally focused on the High Republic. Chronicles of the Jedi comes out in March of 2023. The lightsaber collection for the High Republic comes out in April of 2023. Oh, there's one other fun fact worth mentioning about that YA anthology for the High Republic, which is as yet untitled. They say it's going to connect to all phases of the High Republic storytelling, including Phase 3, whether that means there's actually going to be a Phase 3 story, or they're just going to kind of give something in there that wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you'll figure it out in a year or so down the line that it connects to Phase 3. I don't know for sure, but yeah, that's what they're saying about it. Then in the Lucasfilm publishing panel on Sunday, and if you have any idea how many takes I did where I said paneling publishal or some variation thereof, it's ridiculous. So the publishing panel, anyway, there were a couple of new announcements there, including Inquisitor Rise of the Red Blade by Delilah Dawson. That's a new novel coming out next year and focuses on an Inquisitor named Iskat, who was a Jedi, survived Order 66 and turned to the dark side of the Force. We don't know if that was intentionally or forced, as it were, because we know some Inquisitors have gone that route. The way the book is titled does make one wonder whether this is the first of the series, in the sense of, is this going to be the first about Iskat, or is it going to be the first of a bunch of novels about Inquisitors? Don't necessarily know for sure, but it's certainly kind of structured that way from a title perspective. We also got the reveal and saw artwork for A Son of Staros miniseries that's going to be written by Justina Ireland. That's coming out starting in February of 2023. That's bound to be fun, I'm sure. And they also announced a one-shot comic called Star Wars Revelations that's supposed to, quote-unquote, chart a course for the future of Star Wars comics. There are, you know, a few alternate covers that have been shared, including ones featuring Aphra and a bunch of bounty hunters and Darth Vader, and so I think the suggestion is that for all the titles that they have running right now, this Revelations comic is going to be, you know, potentially a bridge to what the, you know, next little while for all of those comics is going to look like. And there are new dates, or, you know, new-ish dates, because they've been out there before, but they shared a little more about Star Wars timelines and about 100 objects. Those are reference books that are coming out. They were supposed to come out this year, but they've been delayed. So the timelines book is coming out in February of 2023, and the 100 objects book is coming out in April of 2023. And that's basically it from those two publishing panels. Not a heck of a lot of new stuff, just, you know, a lot of new artwork revealed, certainly, but as far as like new stories, new books, new comics that we didn't know about that were announced, not a heck of a lot. And not yet for an announcement about an anthology to honor the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi. They, of course, did that with Star Wars and with The Empire Strikes Back. And not too long ago, Tom Holler, who said, you know, I can't comment on the future, but as far as doing something like that, he said, yeah, he refers to the quote from Shmi Skywalker, what does your heart tell you? And of course, our heart tells us that they're going to do this 40th anniversary collection, but they didn't announce it at Comic-Con, so hopefully that announcement will be coming, you know, sooner rather than later. But that's what we know from those two publishing panels at New York Comic-Con, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.